الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين تبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابك النجوم بأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama, elders and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite grace and mercy and wisdom, has made every one of us a Muslim, and has given us a great ni'mat and bounty of Islam, which we call Deen Islam, the religion of Islam. We find in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Himself, that إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ That in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only deen which is accepted, the deen of Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ Allah ta'ala says Himself, that O my banda, if you seek another deen, another religion, another way of life, another fashion, another style, besides the deen of Islam, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ It will never be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says regarding the kuffar on the day of Qiyamah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ لَفْتَدَوْ بِهِ That in the day of Qiyamah, the kuffar will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will hope and they will desire that, oh Allah, if only I had the whole world full with gold and silver, today I will ransom that wealth for 1 second of Islam. Here we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a whole life of Islam, the deen of Islam. Ulama explain when you take this word deen, religion, what is the meaning of deen? Ulama explain, deen is that thing that captures the mind and heart of a person and enslaves that person. It makes a person a slave of that thing. That is deen. Deen of Islam is that thing that captures the mind of a person, captures the heart of a person and enslaves that person till death. That is why we find when it comes to this word, the technicality of the word deen, we find in this world many types of deens. That whatever captures a person's mind, captures his heart, that becomes his deen. Whether it may be fashion, it may be style, it may be his dukan, his shop, be his occupation, be his degree, be sports, whatever it may be. If that captures his mind, captures his heart, and enslaves him, that now he is sleeping, he is thinking. He's eating, he's thinking. He's walking, he's talking, he's thinking about the same thing over and over again. That is his deen. On the same note, ulama explain when it comes to ilah, we say la ilaha. There is no ilah, there is no deity. What is deity in Islam? We talk about ilah, that Allah is my ilah. There to ulama explain, ilah means that zat, that being, that a person when in time of need, desperation, the first thing his heart clings towards, inclines towards, that is ilah. When a person is down and out, the direction of his heart, what he goes towards, that is that person's ilah. That is his deity. That is why it is so necessary every person takes an inspection of himself, introspection. That what is my deen? Who is my ilah? When I am down and out, when I am desperate, when I am in need, to what does my heart cling towards, incline towards? Is it my shop? Is it the bank manager? Is it this? Is it that? What is my deen? What is that thing that is flicking my mind all the time? That is my deen. And that, whatever the heart will record in this world, the same thing will be spewed out in the qabr. مَا رَبُّكْ مَا دِينُكْ مَا تَقُولُ بِهَذَا الرَّجُلُ Now the recorder will play. The tape will play. What is your deen? مَا دِينُكْ What is your deen? What did you follow in this world? Now the heart will speak. At that time a person cannot speak lies. He cannot bluff Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be asked, مَا دِينُكْ Who is your Lord? What do you say about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Did you follow his deen? Did you follow the ilah he showed you towards? That is why we find in Makkah Mukarramah, the first effort Ashaba Ikram was the effort of Tawheed. That turn your gaze away from everything, from your idols, from your wealth, from your drink, from your woman, from yourself, from your bravery, from your poetry, from your eloquence. Turn towards one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is your ilah, that is your deen. Today in this time we find a person will say, outwardly I look a Muslim, I have a beard, I have a topi, I have a kurta, but what is my deen, what is my ilah? When a person is in need, when he's down and out, now ask himself, where is your deen, where is your ilah, where is your attention going towards? Now to get our deen correct, to get our ilah correct, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to us Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to explain to us who is your deen, what is your deen, what is your ilah. He explained to us, he showed us practically also. Not only one person, but he prepared a whole jama'at, a whole group of sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to show us till the day of qiyamah that these sahaba of mine, these will be your guides and your role models till qiyamah. These will be your heroes. Whether in time of business, whether in the battlefield, whether in da'wat, whether it comes with family life, these are your heroes. Today we find the media, the propaganda of the kuffar in the west, bombarding our homes, our billboards, bombarding our radio stations. These are your heroes, and these are your heroes, and these are your heroes. Forget your sahaba, forget your akabir, forget your buzrugs, forget the sulaha and the pious. These are your heroes. Think like them, become like them, eat like them, drink like them, sleep like them, do everything like them. And if you will go and inspect their lives, the so-called heroes of today, my dear brothers, we have no words to describe what they preach to the world. Compared to the teachings of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, take every one of them who so called a hero of the world, was a role model of today's time. But they are calling all the attention, look at this person and this person, this star and that movie star, etc., etc. Look at their lives. It is not far from saying that these people are international sinners. They are proud of it. They come onto the stations, onto the TV, etc., displaying the guna and their sin. International fornicators, adulterers, they go to the oceans of the world to show people how to sin. But the Muslims being so much influenced by them, how much of value we put on every ada of this, on every action of this, that you will see how they dress, how they drive, how this is matching this, the shoes will match this, the hairstyle is so and so, this is so and so. Put value to everything, to the extent even the garbage you throw out of the homes into the bin, even that becomes valuable. But you look back in the pages of history, my dear brothers, As-Safahat min Sabr al-Ulama, whole kitab written, Safahat and pages in Sabr of Ulama Ikram. Where is the value of the blood of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Where is the value of the Qurbani of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Where are our heroes? When it comes to our deen and our sharia, we have our own heroes. We have our own people who we have to follow. But today we find the youth of this ummah, the women of this ummah, they have forgot Mus'ab bin Umair. They forgot Khadija, Fatima. They forgot Ali, Uthman, the youth of the time. The Asadullah, Saifullah, the lions of Allah, the swords of Allah. We have forgotten who they are. That is why it's so important that we revive our spirits. Talking about Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that these are our role models. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned Ashabi kan Nujum. They leave your pop stars, leave your movie stars, leave your film stars. Ashabi kan Nujum, mentioned to us 1400 years ago, that my Sahaba Ikram are like guiding stars. Ya kan Nujum, like stars. Bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. Whichever one of them you will follow, you'll be rightly guided. Whichever one you take from the top, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to the last Sahabi. Allah explained, you put all your akabir, all your sulaha, the pious people of the world, put them together on one plane, on one pan of the scale, all the taqwa, all the tahajjud, all the crying, tasbihat, Quran tilawat. Put all together, it will not equal the dust of the hoof of one sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one nazar of his that fell on the mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made him radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. The Allah ta'ala gives certificates of jannat in this world while they were walking on the same earth we are walking. Allah, upon every step of this we find ayat was revealed. Upon the crying, ayat was revealed. Upon the step in the path of Allah, an ayat was revealed. The hunger in the homes, an ayat was revealed. We will look at today the heroes of the world. Far, they're going far and far away from the Quran, from the Sunnah. Are we following them also? As one alim explains, that today the kuffar have become like apes, therefore we are also aping them also. As they dress, we dress. They jump, we jump. They sit, we sit. They score the goal, we all jump. They do this, we all jump. As you look at Umar, Uthman, Ali, what they gave for you and I. They spilled their blood. Today we can sit in the masjid and take their names with pride. When you look at our iman, the value of every mu'min and every person sitting in this masjid, what is the value of this iman? Did we ever realize that Allah Ta'ala has given us this iman? What is the value of this iman? One simple hadith of Rasulullah SAW, it is mentioned that Qiyamah will not come until there's one person's earth saying, Allah, Allah. That is the value of one mu'min. One mu'min having Allah in his heart. Because of that one mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep this whole world intact. Once that last believer is gone from this world, there's no more believers left in this world, Qiyamah will come. It is because of you and me reciting the kalima, the kuffar are eating, the kuffar are drinking, they are driving their cars, they are operating their businesses, because of each Muslim working in the face of this earth. The moment the last Muslim leaves this world, the kuffar is, their life is terminated. The world will come to an end. This is the value of every Muslim walking in the face of this earth. But because of the propaganda, the media, we have lost our own value also. What is my value? Myself, my workplace, I want to become like that so-and-so person. I want to reach the top, therefore I have to sacrifice the sunnah of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have to take off my beard, take off my libas, to please the kuffar governments of the world, to please my kuffar boss, because I want to reach the top. Where is our teachings? Where are our heroes? We take from the top, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Uthman, Hazrat Ali. Look at their lives and see what they have taught us in Sharia. You look at Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, only sacrifices in his qurbani. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, ثاني يثني إذهما في الغار. At the second of the two, when they both were in the cave, when Nabi said to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, O Abu Bakr la tahzan, O Abu Bakr, do not become fearful, do not grieve. Inna Allah ma'ana, Allah is with us. That one night of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as Umar used to say, I wish to sacrifice all my a'mal for that one night of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in the cave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna amanna an-nas alayya min suhbati wa mali Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The most kind person to me in regards to his wealth and his companionship was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. When he came to be spending upon me, I have recompensated every sahabi of mine besides Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala will pay him back for all he has done for Islam. When it comes to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we see the manaqib and the virtues of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how he sacrificed for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much qurban he gave in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes about his bravery, when it comes about Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if there had to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Umar walks into one path, shaitan crosses the road and walks into the other path. When it comes to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, talking about modesty, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that when Uthman comes to the gathering, then he should cover his kurta, he should cover his legs. He tells Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum that even the malaika feel shy for Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He has so much of modesty. When it comes to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum, it is mentioned that Ana Madinatul Ilm wa Aliyun Babuha. That I am a city of knowledge and Ali is a door to that, is a door to that Medina and the city of knowledge. When it comes to the steadfastness of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum upon the deen, when it came to the heroism in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unmatchable. We look at every sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what they showed the world to the day of Qiyamah. That is why it is mentioned by ulama ikram that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show the mu'minin to the day of Qiyamah that what is true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala, in regards to his love, Allah ta'ala says, you take all the pens of the world, you take all the pages of the world, and you write the kalimat in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they all will terminate, they all come to an end. It is impossible for any person to write the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala, in spite of this, he still wanted to show till the day of Qiyamah what is true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to show true love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us by spilling the blood of Sahaba Ikram in the battlefield. That this is true love. Giving your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this they showed us. Until today it is alive in the kitabs we find today. But when it comes to the kuffar, the way they have brainwashed us, taken us away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By means of example, we find that how the kuffar today have taken us away from our deen, have taken us away from our heroes of Islam, have brainwashed us, made us to think like them, that they have made us cowards. An example is given of that lion, a very, very simple example and famous example. That the lion who grew up with the sheep, that he was born with the sheep. And because he grew up with the sheep, as he grew up, he also began making noises like a sheep. And one day whilst he was grazing also with the sheep eating grass, a lion eating grass. And then some lions find him and they tell him, what has become of you? You are very ill, you are very sick. Are you eating grass? You are a lion. You should be eating the sheep. So he said, I do not believe you. So they take him to the pond and they tell him, now look into the pond. When he looks into the reflection into the pond, he sees his face, that I look like a lion and these are sheep. And now they tell him, now open your mouth and roar. And now he roars out and his voice comes out now. He says, you are a lion. You are staying with the sheep, so you have become like a sheep also. Today we are living with the sheep, the kuffar. Our hearts have become like them. We are also talking what they are speaking. We are thinking what they are thinking. We are eating what they are eating. Whatever they say, we do. Whereas we are the lions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our field is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our field is in the masjid, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have Quran, we have dhikr, we have majalis of ulama. This is our field. But today we find entertainment, we want to cool off, we want to take a break, we go to the places they are going to. Sahaba ikram, when they want to take a break, they should come to the masjid. So go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today our whole mind has changed. There is a ulama give an example, which is a little humorous example, but there's a lesson to take from this, that how the kuffar have made an effort upon our hearts and our minds. Although it be humorous and a little funny, but a great lesson and deep lesson behind this. It is mentioned there was a person, a young man, and he had 7 uncles. So because the youngster was very, very shrewd, very sly, and not very well to do, so he decided, my 7 uncles, because they are very, very rich, so I will make some plan, some scheme to take out some money from them. So it is mentioned he went one day to the bazaar and he bought a horse and he brought it home. So that night he brought some fodder and some hay for the grass and grass for that horse. And in that grass he put some gold coins and he feeds the horse. The next day he goes back to the barn and he hits the horse a few shots. And as the horse begins to relieve itself, some gold coins come out. So a plan strikes his mind that I will invite my 7 uncles for supper. And I will show them my new series in my garage, my new model. So next time he gives them a dawat for lunch, for supper, and they come. After a meal, he takes them to his barn. He tells them that I got a new series that has parked off in the barn, come and see it. So he takes them to the barn. And he gives the horse a few shots. As he gives them a few shots, his few coins are coming out with the stool also. And uncle says that, nephew, this is a new model you got, very smart. Where do you buy this from? He says, this is a secret where I got it from, but this is a new one. So they tell him that if you sell us his horse, our job will be done, we don't have to work anymore. This is very expensive, I can't just sell it for cheap. For any price, there is a price for this. So they agree upon a very, very high price, so they buy this horse, they take it home. So the first day that one uncle hits the horse, few coins come out, the second day, the third day, by the fifth day the coins are finished. By the seventh day the horse was dead also. So the nephew tells his wife, that after 7 days my uncle will come back, so we'll prepare another meal for them and we'll talk to them. So before he could come, he made a plan. He goes back to the bazaar and he buys 2 rabbits and he brings them home. One rabbit he parks it in his kitchen, other rabbit he takes with him on the road. And he knows his uncle is going to come this time. So he meets them on the road, the uncles are coming. So they're all furious, they're enraged, they are angry. So he tells them, uncles, hold on, let us have a meal first and then we'll talk. They say, okay, we'll talk about a meal, then we'll talk about a meal, no problem. So before they could leave, he tells the rabbit, addressing the rabbit, they go and tell my wife, she must cook so and so and so, think the uncles are coming. And he releases the rabbit. The rabbit is gone. The uncles are surprised that this is a new model rabbit also. So when they come home and sit down to meals in the kitchen, they find the same rabbit parked off in the corner. They say, Banja, where you got this rabbit from? This is what I got from the bazaar, this new model came out. We give it the whole menu, he comes home and gives the whole menu also. They tell him, sell us this rabbit also, every day we're working in the fields. And we will give our whole order also because we're tired of the old menu. The rabbit will come and give the new menu. So he asks his price for it. So he sells them the rabbit. Next day we know it, the uncles go to the field, 6 o'clock in the morning, and they give the whole order, whole menu to the rabbit, the first uncle, the second uncle, the third uncle. That today is a new menu. But when they come home, Abba, the same old menu. Nothing new. They say, this nephew, he caught us this time again. So the nephew tells his wife that the uncle's going to come again the third day. So we prepare another meal. Or just prepare yourself, we'll make a plan. So she asks, what plan you have now? So he goes and buy a chicken. He slaughters the chicken and he takes out the blood vein from the neck of the chicken. And he stitches the vein with the blood inside, he ties it around his wife's neck. And he says, you just play the tune with me. When the uncles come, they sit down, they say, there's no meals today. He says, hold on, I just place the order now. Tells his wife that make some food. She says, I'm tired of your uncles now. You prepare the meal yourself. He says, you bear adbi, you got no respect for me. In front of my uncles, you speak like this. He took out his knife and hit her on the neck. and the blood spews out from their blood vein, and she dies. She's acting like she's dead. So uncle says, this is very new, very nice knife you've got. He says, this is a new model. So the same knife, he goes, he puts it back onto her neck, and he said, that knife that gave death, give life. That knife that gave death, give life. And she springs up again, back to life. So uncle says, this is very nice. Whenever our wife gives problem, we use the same knife. So he sold it the knife also. And as you know, by the 7 days, 7 janazas in the house, 7 wives, uncles are gone. 7 uncles' wives all passed away. They said, now we're really going to catch this banja of ours, this nephew of ours. So they come back the next day. They catch hold of him. They put him in a sack and they take him and throw him into the well. As they go on, each uncle decides to go relieve himself, so they leave him tied in the sack in the middle of the field. And he's shouting out and he's calling out. And a poor shepherd with his flock of sheep has to pass by. He opens the sack. What has happened to you? He said, what can I tell you? I have 7 uncles. They love me so much. They want me to marry the king's daughter, but I don't want to. Why don't you jump inside? I'll take care of your sheep. You can go. So he puts the shepherd inside. The uncles come. They take the sack and they throw it into the well. Nephew comes back home with the whole flock of sheep. He's sitting on the stoop, sitting at the front stair. Uncles come and they see the nephew. He said, what has happened to you? So many flock, so many sheep, and nothing has happened to you. They say, what can I tell you? You threw me into the well. There were so many sheep in the well. This is the amount I could take out. Only there's still many more in the well. One by one, the uncle go into the well. My dear brothers, although this is a story, the ulama explained this is what the kuffar are doing to us. Exactly the same thing. They have dug the well of Jahannam already for us. They are jumping already. They want us to jump also into the well. They want us to forget our principles of deen, our heroes of Islam. They forget them, become like us. Start talking about rabbits and chickens and animals and horses and dollars and pounds, etc. And become like us and forget their heroes. Whereas look at Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were aware of this. The Persian Empire, the Roman Empire was there. The jewels and gold were there. But they understood that we have a goal which is in front of us to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the sacrifice, we look at Sahaba Ikram's life. We look at the ayat of the Quran, the sacrifice he made. We look at different ayats of the Quran. We upon every step of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Allah ta'ala revealed an ayat. Stepping in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ. Don't you see those people who have come to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu? It was a munafiq and it was a Jew. They came to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and they tell him that we have a dispute and you make fesla. Before that, they had already decided by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now they come to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Why did you change the fasla decision? He says, hold on. If the fasla is already made, decision is made by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no way out. It has a munafiq that wait here. He goes in his home, he brings a sword and chops his head off. Ayat is revealed upon that. We see different ayat of Quran, Sahaba Ikram stabbing in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ. Allah ta'ala says that those Sahaba Ikram was true first in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُمْ. Allah ta'ala is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some guests come to Medina Munawwara, a Sahabi takes them home. He has no food at home. His children are crying for food. He tells his wife, put some water to boil. Whatever food you have, put it there on the table. Put the lamp out, you'll feed the guest. That night he takes the guest home. Puts the lamp off, he feeds the guests. The next morning he goes to Fajr Salah and ayat is revealed. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. That there are those Sahaba Ikram who give preference to others above themselves in spite of being in need. Ayat are coming down over ayat, over ayat. If Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala in his home, poverty for 3 days, there's no food. Hassan Hussein are crying. Hazrat Fatima, her belly is gone in. And now he goes to a Jew. I will work till you give me some khajur. And then he goes and sell it. He gets some flour in exchange. He makes a flour the first day. As he makes a flour, somebody knocks the door. And he's a poor person, a yatim, an orphan. Gives all the rotis to the orphan. Stays hungry for one more day. The next day he goes back to the Jew. He works again, gets some flour, makes a roti again. 5 rotis enough. The 2 sons, husband and wife, and the slave girl. Again the knock comes on the door. They give something up in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the rotis they give away to a prisoner. Third day again he goes to the Jew, he works once again. He gets some fruit, some khajur. He gets some flour, he makes roti again. The third day again a person comes, a miskeen, a poor person. Give something in the name of Allah, I have no food, they give it again. Then the ayat comes down. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. Ayat come that, oh my Nabi, there are people in your ummah who feed in spite of being poverty stricken. They feed the yatim, they feed the miskin, they feed the asir, the prisoner, all for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayat upon ayat upon ayat to teach us that if we want to become like them, we will follow their path also. That is why we find the kitabs of history are full upon the heroes of Islam, that these are our heroes. Faykhal bin Wali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in spite of being such a brave person, that so many Sahaba ikram, he martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Looking at Sahaba of Medina Munawwara, he mentions that after in the 80th of Hijjah, he decided to become a Muslim. And now I go to Medina to Munawwara with Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I will proceed to Medina Munawwara. And thought comes to my mind that just few years before that, I killed 70 Sahaba ikram of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 70 of them. Imagine 70 janazah at one time in one city. What will be that city like? Full of mourning. They are widows, they are yatim, they are orphan children. Khabi Wali said, I'm going to Medina Munawwara to become a Muslim. And each step I am taking to Medina Munawwara is becoming harder and harder for me. Then what face will I show them? How will they look at me? Those orphan children whose fathers I kill, those widow women, what face will they show me? We can imagine, my dear brothers, if it has to happen to us, that our wife or our children have to be sacrificed on somebody's hands, the amount of anger in our hearts. You say, I'm going to Medina Munawwara. As I come near, I can see the gates of Medina Munawwara. And the news has reached Medina Munawwara that Khalid bin Walid is coming. Look at Sahaba Ikram, our heroes of the time. It is mentioned as he enters Medina Munawwara, with his heart full of remorse and grief, what welcome will they give me? As he enters, it is mentioned that Sahaba Ikram made sufu, they made rows. The women are throwing the children up that this is Khalid bin Walid. Marhaban bikum, marhaba, marhaba. They're welcome to you, Khalid, welcome to you. Although you kill my father, you kill my husband, but welcome to you. Because of your Islam, we are happy today. Because of your Islam, we sacrifice our fathers and children for you. He goes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, accepts Islam. And he fights so many battles in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are our Sahaba Ikram. That is why it is incumbent upon us to have ta'lim at home. Take our time at home. Open kitabs of the Hayat of Sahaba, Life of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Fazal Amal. Read about them. And who are these people? If you will not know how the night was, how the day was, it is impossible for us to love them as we love to read the people around us. May Allah give us to make amal and give us the love of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Wa akhir zawal.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.